أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون. And your Rabb has inspired the bee that you build homes in hilltops and on trees and human habitations, then eat from all types of fruits and move in the pathways of your Rabb, all easy and manageable for you. There comes out from within its bellies a drink in various colors. Therein is a cure for mankind. In these are signs for people that may reflect and understand. The word for inspiring that has been used here in the Quran is Awha, Wahi, and Wahi translates as conveying a message discreetly. So this message has been conveyed to this bee very discreetly. People do not perceive it. But the question is this, that every creation receives some type of inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as with respect to its behavior, conduct, its characteristics. All these are inspired from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why does Allah ta'ala speak especially about the honeybee? The reason is obvious, that the way it conducts its life and the unique manner, the unique fashion where it administers its entire community, its entire hive, is something for man to reflect. The first thing Allah Ta'ala speaks about, أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا, that build homes for yourselves on mountains or on hilltops and trees and in human habitations. The unique administration, if we just follow and reflect, we begin to understand and appreciate the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that goes within it. This bee, Allah Ta'ala has given it the type of understanding that they need to have one ruler, and that is the queen bee. That thing will lay approximately 6 to 12,000 eggs within the period of 2 weeks or so. And thereafter, she will divide her entire community in several groups. One group will be looking after the eggs that have just been laid, so as to say they are looking after the hatchery. And then there will be another group, another class of honey of bees that will be taking care of the nursery, that is those bees that have just been hatched out of the eggs. Then there will be the third group that will be going out to fetch pollen, a white substance that is found in most flowers or fruit, like we find on the peel of the sugarcane, the yeast white substance. So it goes and fetches this. This is now the building material that's going to build their hives. Then there is the fourth category that takes care and builds they build the hive itself. So they will be the building class. So already divided into four groups. Then the fifth group will be that group that will be taking care of the hives itself. Any bee that is coming through, it is going to be checked, like how we have a custom check. It will check it immediately. If it is having something that is foreign, something that is not conducive, or any type of pollution, it will kill it on the spot and throw it out of the hive. Then there will be the sixth group that will go out looking out for nectar, that sweet substance that they're going to fill up their home, their cells with. It will thereafter translate as honey. So this will be the work of the sixth group. It will go out in search for that nectar from all types of plants, all types of trees, all types of vegetation. وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ ثُمَّ كُلِي مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Thereafter eat of all types of fruits. فَسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلَ. Then we find the ninth qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming manifest. Allah ta'ala instructs this bee, then go out. Go out and you will find the pathways of your Rabb very easily for you, manageable and easily. That same bee can travel 2 kilometers up to 5 kilometers at a time without it forgetting its pathway. So this is now really manifesting this qudrat of Allah ta'ala and this verse of the Quran Sharif playing out in life. We are seeing this really applied in life. We see the bee traveling kilometers on end without forgetting its pathway and without forgetting its hive. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ. The other two qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is very manifest in this bee, one is that the place of the queen is the nest itself, is the hive itself. If this queen, if it goes out and it runs around all over, then definitely it's going to move away from the position that Allah Ta'ala has assigned for it. As a result, there'll be total chaos in the beehive and there won't be the type of production that they will anticipate. So we understand that the woman is the queen of the home and her actual place is the home. If she leaves the home, then the whole home will be in chaos. There won't be any direction, there won't be any system. Number 9, we also understand that this can only take place with group work. If all of them are united and agreed to work for the entire community, then there will be so much of production that it's enough for them and for the entire community. For perhaps an entire year, they will be able to survive and sustain themselves upon this liquid that they have preserved. Impressing upon us that we also need to work in communities, we need to cooperate, help each other, not be only for ourselves, but for our brethren as well. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ. There comes out from within its bellies a liquid of varied colors, sometimes white, sometimes brownish, sometimes of different colors. This differs in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect to the cow. The cow is eating also different type of vegetation, but the milk that is being produced is only white. Now this, there is a variance with respect to the crop that it is eating, with respect to the nectar and the fruit that it is taking in. The color of the honey will also differ accordingly. شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Therein is a cure for mankind. One sahabi had come to Rasulullah for some complaining of the stomach ache. Rasulullah advised him to take honey. But when that honey was taken, the diarrhea became even worse. Came and complained to Rasulullah. Rasulullah explained to him for the second time to take honey. He took honey for the second time and he complained again that became even more worse. Then he asked him to take honey again and told him, صَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَكَذَبَ بَطْنُ أَخِيكَ. Allah Ta'ala's promise is true and there is some problem in the stomach of your brother. There is some problem there. And he took it for the third time and his stomach was cured. In other words, that dirt that was in the stomach had to be purged out, had to be thrown out and flushed out for the stomach retaining its good health. So Allah Ta'ala promises that there is great cure in this. Therefore, we notice that the hakims and doctors, they rely greatly on honey as a shifa, as a cure. And taking cure, taking some type of remedy, medication, is not contradictory to the hadith and to the sunnah. Rather, Rasulullah himself had advised several sahaba kiram to take different type of medication. One sahabi had inquired, what about the medication that we take and the different type of healing methods that we apply, like reciting different du'as, blowing on ourselves, etc. Is this going to shift and move taqdeer in any way? Rasulullah Pak Sosam explained to him that this is also part of taqdeer. It isn't something that is going to shift away taqdeer. In other words, this is destined for you that you are going to get sick, and then it's also destined for you that you are going to take this type of medication, and that's going to be the means for your cure and for you retaining and regaining your health. And these are signs for those people who reflect. In other words, these are not something just only to satisfy our intellectual curiosity, rather to marvel at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand that there is one creator, and thereafter try and work out what he wants from us and work accordingly. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq.